Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, here we go. Podcast on a Wednesday. Took me a moment there. Wednesday. Al, what's up?
Good try, Jerry, trying to get us to Thursday already.
Good try.
You caught yourself. So during the program today, when I was talking on the air, a bunch of times people heard my voice, and then I was explaining what was going on. I have all these people telling me that I have COVID, right? I said, well, I took the rapid test at home twice.
Yeah.
They go, yeah, they don't work. Well, then why do we have them?
I don't know.
If they don't work, why did the post office send them to me, the government?
I don't know. I will tell you, having a conversation, I was in a lot of conversations yesterday and text messages and emails because COVID running through the school that my son's at, and they suspended our baseball season, blah, 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 blah. Someone that I think would know, I don't know. I'm just telling you what she said.
All right.
Supposedly, this new variant is not picked up on the at-home tests.
Right.
I don't know. I have no clue.
But they're the same test that if you go to a clinic, it's a rapid test.
I don't know.
The other test, the PCR test.
That's what they make my wife take.
Those, it takes 3 days.
Yeah.
To get back.
That's what, so my wife works at the school, and they're making sure that people are getting tested, the staff, and it has to be the PCR test.
Right. So I do still have one from CBS, which I could do, but that gets me to Saturday.
Right.
So, Mike, and then if it turned up positive, I was positive this whole time. Who knows?
Right.
And so then, so I looked online today, too. It's like, what's the difference between the rapid test and PCR? They said the rapid test works best when you have symptoms.
Right.
So I clearly have symptoms.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm coming up negative. Then I have people tell me, I took the rapid test. The first seven times I took it, I was negative. The eighth time I was.
Why would you take it eight times?
Positive. And also, why are you believing the positive?
If you had seven negatives. Yeah,
right.
I don't know, dude.
Then they just don't work. Then stop. Then don't send them to us anymore or whatever.
Yeah. I hear you. I got you.
It's frustrating.
As you know, I took tests for years like everybody else. And literally, it's years. It was 2 years worth.
Yeah.
And came up negative every time, except when I didn't feel well and it was positive.
Yeah.
So for me, I feel like it worked, but I get it.
You took the rapid test or you took the one that you send
away?
When
I was positive, I took the rapid one at home.
Yeah.
But you had to be a dummy not to think I didn't have it. Dreadful I felt.
Right.
And also, at that time, my son didn't feel well. His came up positive, too.
Okay.
My wife and my other son felt fine. They took the test. They were negative.
And the test at home that you use is the one where you put the swab in your nose? Or that was the spit one?
Yeah. No, I didn't do the spit one. It was the swab. And the solution and all that stuff.
Well, here's my plan then, I guess. I'm going to do the PCR test that we have at home and that I'll send off FedEx.
Yeah.
We'll get that back Saturday. And
sometimes they come back faster.
Yeah, you're right.
And I know it's spiking a little bit again. But my I would get the sense that one might come back pretty quick.
Okay.
You could have that by tomorrow afternoon.
I'll do that one.
If you get it out today, I should say.
Right. Right.
I don't know, man.
Right.
What it is.
It is what it is.
Yeah. But that's also, and trust me, I'm glad you're here. I'd rather you be here than not. But this goes back to our conversation during the height of COVID, where we all said, no one's coming to work sick anymore. Like, that's over. And yet here we are. Everyone comes to work sick.
Yeah.
Oh, I took a test. I don't have COVID.
Yeah.
Well, you could still get me sick, though.
Right.
So that's okay?
I don't know. But then the other thing is, it's like, if when people are sick now, you're normally sick for a week, right?
Yeah.
So you're going to stay home for a week? I don't know.
Well, you have the capability to work from home.
Yeah,
now
I suppose.
If you're sick.
I suppose.
And that was, and you were the one that brought that.
Yeah.
You were the one that made that point.
I know. Like, I talked a tough game.
The days of coming in sick when, now Eddie doesn't have the capability to work from home. I get that. We all do, though. The rest of us do. So why would you come in feeling like crap, waking up in the, when your body needs to rest?
Yeah.
And not that staying home means you're going to sleep till 9 a.m., but you know what? You can sleep till 4:15.
Right.
And I know people might be laughing when I say that, but your alarm usually goes off at 2:15. It actually makes a difference.
Yes, it does. Yeah,
I'm not telling you to stay home, but I got to tell you, if you still feel like crap later,
yeah,
stay home.
Yeah.
Really not, you know?
Yes.
You're only hurting yourself. Well, you could be hurting us too, but you're hurting yourself.
That's true. Good point. Then also, Jerry, as you know, I'm working on a number of cases in Bradley Beach where I'm somewhat of a detective, not unofficial.
What do you get paid?
I don't get paid, and it's not official. It's more of a volunteer neighborhood watch type of thing. But I've got a number of cases I've been watching over the time. I've got, of course, the beer bottle person.
Right.
I've got the person who's putting up the owl poops naked stickers.
Oh, all right then.
There's a large dog that has been pooping, and the person who's walking the dog is not cleaning it up.
Okay.
It's the same dog. And there's now a graffiti person in town writing with marker.
Really?
Graffiti. Yeah. So I'm working for currently four cases, Jerry. I had a break in one of my cases yesterday. I was walking my dog. And I see up the block a guy walking a large black dog. And I see a fresh pile of poop. When he saw me, he took off in between houses.
Wow.
To get away. But I got a good, I know he's Caucasian male.
You have an eyewitness.
Caucasian male, late teens, early 20s. The dog is all black. So I put a post on the Facebook group.
How was that received?
Mostly well, a couple of jerks that go, stop this stuff. I mean, and then I go, okay, may I have your address? I'm going to collect the poop and bring it to your house.
What do you say?
Calm down, Al. Calm down. But I did get multiple people who said they know who it is.
Really?
And they've told him many times to pick up, and he seems oblivious to the fact that you're supposed to pick up dog poop.
Wow.
But I've narrowed down where he lives to a pretty good location. I'm so excited, Jerry.
I hope you don't become a murder victim.
No, because these people are cowards.
Okay.
People who do this sort of things, they're not.
Make me nervous with this stuff.
No, and my mother too. She gets very nervous. But it's like the same people that would like call, like Jeffrey Dahmer didn't go after. Like these guys are cowards.
Okay.
So the guy who's walking around letting his dog poop on beautiful Ocean Avenue and is walking away, that's a coward. He would never confront anybody. You know, so I'm not scared of guys like that.
So are you going after him?
I do plan on when I see. So now I know what his dog looks like and what essentially he looks like. So now I don't even have to see his dog poop. I just have to see him walking his dog, even if the dog's not going to the bathroom. I will say something because multiple people have said something to him. He hasn't done anything.
And what happens when you say something he doesn't do anything?
Well, now I'll get a really good look at him, and I will know where he lives, and I will send the police there.
Will the police go there?
Yeah, it's illegal to, it's against the law, because you could spread disease by not cleaning up after your dog.
Didn't know
$350 fine.
All right.
So, yes, they will go there, Jerry,
okay.
And that will be, so it's just very exciting that I have a break in the case.
I would say so. We got to get a break in the sticker case
before
summer hits.
Yeah, I haven't seen any new stickers.
Oh, okay, that's good.
But this new graffiti person, I did happen to see the mayor at a local restaurant in town this weekend. He told me to be on the lookout. So he's essentially...
Tell him to put you on payroll.
...granted me power.
He should put you on payroll, and you should be getting checks from Bradley Beach.
Yeah. How about this, Jerry? A brand new restaurant opened in Bradley Beach.
Okay.
Scratch Kitchen, it's called. And both me and the mayor went the first night to check it out.
Nice.
Yeah.
Red carpet for you?
No.
You just happened to be there at the same time.
I was there, and then the mayor came in to pick up takeout. to support the new restaurant.
Very nice. Outdoorsy place?
No.
Not no.
It's just, small just indoors. Inside. Yeah, it was very good, though.
That's great.
They made a...
Bring your own?
It is a BYOB, yep. They made... I got a General Tso's chicken thighs on waffles. So I realized I broke my diet.
That sounds good.
It was very good.
Sounds great, actually.
Yes. I hesitate to tell you people to go there because then I won't be able to get in. Although now that I am on the mayor's sort of payroll without getting paid, but he is telling me, he is granting me power.
You're also on the injured list right now, so you're not going this weekend anyway.
I also get the feeling the cops have had enough of my nonsense.
You think?
Yeah.
How many times have you called the cops?
Well, on the podcast I did with Eddie, you didn't listen to that, did you?
I did not.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
There was an incident where I had to call the police.
What happened? I know you did this already, I guess, but what happened?
Well, quickly, I saw somebody take a large bag out of their car and walk it over to the garbage on the beach.
Okay.
And sneak the giant bag in there and hide it. And when I went over to look what it was some sort of... It wasn't garbage bag material. It was a different type of material, and it was all taped up so you couldn't see what was in it. It looked very suspicious. I took a picture of the guy's license plate. So I called the police.
And what'd they do? They come over?
They came over, and I prefaced it by telling them, listen, I may be watching a lot of crime programs. And the female police officer cut into the bag, and it was grass clippings.
Which and she still shouldn't be doing.
And she said, yeah, you might be watching. A bit too many ID channel
shows. I'm impressed
shows.
That they just cut right into it like that. In this day
did.
And age?
She did, yeah.
Like God knows what could be in there.
Right. Well, that's what I was thinking. Well, she opened it and she goes, I don't smell anything foul, because we were all thinking human body parts.
You were thinking that. Not we all were.
But I also thought it was interesting that if any of my neighbors were looking out their window, because cops always send a backup.
Right.
There were two police cars, two cops, oh and me God. Looking through the garbage.
Wow. Holy crap.
Yeah. It's quite a scene, Jerry.
You need to go work somewhere in law enforcement.
I was so happy that it was a police officer that I hadn't dealt with before.
I have never dealt with a police officer, and you've known all, you know all 12 of them in the town.
There's a police officer on the Bradley Beach Force who was called not by me, but I had someone call the cops on me. During the very big snowstorm,
right, you told me
when
that.
They were shoveling out yep. onto my sidewalk. And that cop has had enough of me. Because he's been there. He's been, when I've called twice, he's had to come out.
Oh, my God.
So he's had enough of my nonsense.
That's actually funny.
So I was hoping he was not working the Sunday night shift.
Sunday night? You
yeah.
made this call?
Sunday
night.
Oh,
my God. Okay.
Sunday night or Monday night, yeah.
My God, dude.
Just know. My eyes are on you, people.
You're on the lookout.
I'm on the lookout in Bradley Beach. I see things, Jerry.
You are funny.
Yeah.
All right. Now, listen, you do what you got to do.
By the way, in the summer, all of the local police forces, maybe even, I don't know, maybe it's just the beach towns, they all hire, like, sort of junior, I don't want to call them police because they're not, but they patrol.
Like in training.
Yeah, they patrol the beaches.
Right.
And then if there's trouble, they wouldn't do anything, but they'd call the, they'd phone in. I was like, maybe I should. I know it would be all like college kids, but maybe they'd take a 52-year-old.
They might.
Imagine me, Jerry.
Yes, I could.
In like police shorts, a t-shirt that says police, and I'm just out there. Was no, there's no food allowed on the beach, ma'am. Head out of town.
People are going to. Be leaving, they're going to be flocking out of Bradley Beach.
Unless you're a rule follower, then you're going to flock to Bradley Beach.
The mayor's going to kick you out. Go back to Mattawan,
you
jackass.
Do not kick me out, Mayor. I'm getting things done.
Oh, that's great.
All right, Jerry, I have to end this here because I...
You got
to
go. I really suggest you stay home tomorrow.
All right, I'm thinking of that.
For real.
But do I still have to work? Do
no.
I still work?
If you're sick, stay home.
Yeah, because I feel like I need to sleep.
I think you need to rest. And if Boomer feels like this too, he should rest.
Yeah.
Come back wherever he works from on Monday. Tomorrow's Thursday.
Right.
Take a couple stupid sick days. You only have 900 of them that no one ever uses.
By the way, I looked up, you know how many hours of sick time I have?
A lot.
480.
I have 820.
Wow.
Well, I've also been here longer than
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I saw that the other day, too. It's funny you say that.
Yeah.
I don't use them.
Right, we don't use them. Yeah. We just show up.
I would, man. I would, to me, I'd go down there right now and say, can you guys, I need a couple days.
Yeah.
It's silly.
It is.
That's just my opinion.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up program. Right. That was not silly at all. It was terrific. So,
did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
The Fan is your station. We want to hear from you. Call The Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
Good morning, campers.
Al and Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
Right, how about we do this? It's Wednesday. Good morning to you. It is a couple of minutes after 5 o'clock. He is a husky son of a bitch himself. Eddie Scazzeri, nice to see you. And across from me, his name is Al Jeff Dukes. What's up, man? How you feeling? Better?
Good morning, Jerry.
No.
A little worse when I woke up, but I did COVID test myself again yesterday.
You look worse.
Yeah, and I don't want to be one of those guys that says
Home.
I don't want to be one of Well, I'll be home for 2 weeks then. That's not right.
Jesus.
I'm not one of these guys that wants to be, those are allergies because you don't want people to think you're walking around sick. But yes, I was feeling much better than yesterday. I went out and walked my dog. By the time I got down the block, my head felt like it had blowed up.
You blowed up. So you have allergies.
I don't know.
I guess.
When I blow my nose, Jerry, it's all clear. You know what I'm saying?
That should be allergies.
Should be allergies.
I believe so.
But I'm starting to, my chest is starting to be a loose cough.
Oh. Mucinex?
No, I tried to take an allergy medicine.
It's really working because you sound a little worse
than
yesterday.
Well, I gave it a shot. It did not work.
Okay, that's great.
Maybe I'll try a Claritin today.
What else are you trying?
Well, I did a Benadryl yesterday.
Oh, okay. I forgot about Benadryl.
It's kind of weird. Me and my dog take the same medicines. Like, I had to go in the dog's medicine cabinet to get the Benadryl.
Whatever works, man, because right now nothing seems to be working for you.
And Boomer's out sick today.
I heard.
He called out sick last night at 6:48 p.m. I got the text.
Yeah, me too. Wasn't anticipating that, but okay. He gets better.
We are the walking wounded today, Jerry.
Are you sick, Eddie, or you're good?
I'm fine.
He's
fine. Good.
All right, you're good. Greg's good. I'm good. Just a matter of time for us, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Great. really great.
I'm sipping some honey water, Jerry, which is very good for your throat.
That's when you know you don't feel well, when you go to the honey.
Yes.
That's a problem.
But honey is delicious.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's not terrible,
then, okay,
Jerry.
Then do you drink it every day?
I don't.
Then it's not so delicious,
That's
is it?
True.
Okay.
Good point.
That's what I thought.
Jerry, we've got a big Game 5 Rangers game tonight.
We do.
I hope Boomer's not going to it.
Well, I don't think he doesn't feel well.
No.
I can't imagine he's going.
Well, I don't want him to go if he's feeling ill and then go and watch if they lose, but I think they win tonight.
I tell you, if they don't win tonight, my God.
Because 4-1 is embarrassing.
Talk about a complete waste of a great season.
Yeah, like I think they'll win tonight and then they'll lose.
Maybe.
Game six.
I also think you win tonight and you put just a little bit. It's a veteran group, I know, with the Penguins, but you put a little bit of pressure on them at home.
Little bit of pressure.
Just a little bit. I think if you're the Penguins, you want to just end this.
Igor Shesterkin better get it together.
I agree. Well, and the team's got to get it together. Like even Gallant yesterday after practice, he's so funny. And I know what he meant by it, but like the first question was short practice. You know, what were you trying to accomplish? And he goes, got to get back to our work ethic. Well, how about you have a regular practice then?
Right. Work ethic practice.
I know what he was doing, and I get it. It just sounded funny. But, yeah, I mean, they have been the Penguins have been the more physical team, and it shows. And it shows on the scoreboard, and it shows where they are in the series.
Yeah, so let's get it together tonight. What's that, a 7 o'clock? Yeah, 7
Probably,
o'clock game.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, Jerry. And then our baseball teams, though, keep rolling.
Yeah. Well, who do you want to start with? Do you want to start with the Mets or the Yankees?
Let's do the Yankees,
Jerry.
Because
the Yankees had really one of those, what do they always say? Every team's going to win 60 games. Every team's going to lose 60 games. It's what do you do with those other 42 games? Last night should have been one of those 60 in the loss column for the Yankees. But boy, Romano walks two guys that, I don't know. DJ LeMahieu can do damage for sure, but you're walking Trevino?
That's right.
And then you got to see Judge with two on, and then he hits the home run. And it was a chippy game for sure, as we know, but that is a horrible loss for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, it did get chippy, so Stanton hits the home run,
yes.
Opposite field, cheapo shot. Three-run homer, right?
It was not a cheapo shot.
Even the announcer said.
It's the same fence.
Kind of cheapo.
No, it's not cheapo. It's the same fence for the Blue Jays that it is for the Yankees.
Correct.
So it's not a cheapo home run. Now, if you told me that the Yankees had this really cool mechanism that when they're up, you see the fence move in 10 feet and then it moves back when the Blue Jays are hitting,
that'd
be a cheapo home run.
And that would be home field advantage.
I hate when people do that. And they make it seem like, you know, right field in Yankee Stadium is 292. It's 310, and then it jets out really far into right center. So it's fair for both teams. Stop with that.
True. That's true. But then after Stanton homers, these freaking Blue Jays bean Josh Donaldson. A former Blue Jay, right.
Square in the back. And that dude, he missed that pitch, if he really missed it.
Yeah.
By like 3 feet.
Now, they said there's no way, the announcer's like, there's no way he's throwing
at him. Talking about the Blue Jays.
Blue Jays announcer.
Yeah.
There's no way that he's throwing at him. It's a tie game. He's already got, what was it, a ball on him?
It was 0-1.
Oh, it was 0-1.
It was Jimmy Garcia pitching. It was 0-1, and he gets plucked right in the back.
Yeah.
That was about as intentional is.
Really?
You don't think so?
Well, the Blue Jays announcer said it doesn't make any sense.
What did Michael Kay say? What did John Sterling say?
I didn't hear them.
I don't disagree. It doesn't make sense. It's a tie game. I don't disagree with that at all. The problem, man, is nonsense with the grip of the ball. Stop already. He didn't just barely miss. He missed by 3 feet. So, and the grip of the ball was fine the rest of the night? So
yes.
This one pitch? Come on, stop.
The one pitch, unfortunately, Jerry, got away from him.
That was a purpose pitch. He hit him. I don't know that he should have been ejected, to be quite honest, but he was ejected.
Yeah, he got tossed. Then somebody else got tossed as well. I think the pitching coach.
Yes.
Right then.
What the hell was, I wrote it down. What the hell was his name? Pete Walker.
Peter Walker.
Because he was screaming from the dugout.
Yeah, get out, Peter Walker. See you later. Hit the showers, kid.
Yeah, well, he's not a kid. He's, I think he was arrested for DUI this spring, and he's like 50-something years old.
Well, he better be careful when he goes down by himself. They better not have beers down in that locker room.
Then
later in the game, Jerry, Jonathan Loaisiga. Now,
he's filthy.
He went up and in on Bo Bichette,
mm-hmm.
which Bo Bichette, very dramatic snap back to get out of the way. It was not that close.
It was up and in.
It was up and in.
Yes.
And then the Blue Jays were ticked off that he didn't get thrown out of the game.
Yes. Well, and then Charlie anybody. Montoyo got tossed.
Gone. And he was so shocked. He's like,
what did I do? That was actually pretty funny.
Right. They're like, the ump signals to the Blue Jay dugout. You're out. And he's like, who, me?
Well, I think what happens in that case, the umpire doesn't know who said what was said.
Yeah.
And that's where it goes. I can tell, I've told you this before. There was a travel game that we played in Hershey. 2 years, well, it was before the pandemic, so 3 years ago, where one of our parents screams something that they shouldn't have at the umpire. The umpire comes to me and goes, one more word from your side, you're gone. Like, oh. What did I do?
He goes,
you're responsible.
Did you have to go tell the parents to zip it?
Yes, I did.
You're going to get me tossed.
Yes, I did. I had to go tell them, if you say another word, they're throwing us all out, might kick us out of the tournament, which was a lie. And then they were good the rest of the way. And our parents are awesome. But that one day, they kind of lost their mind in this one specific instance, and he threatened to throw me out. I'm like, well, I didn't do nothing.
You ever get tossed from a little game?
No, never even close.
So you don't throw up and in at these kids if they're crouching
the
plate?
No, we don't throw up and in. Are you crazy? No, come on. They're 12 years old.
Oh, they're only 12. All right.
It does
well, that
happen,
makes sense.
But no, we don't do it on purpose. No.
And then Aaron Judge, Jerry.
Aaron Judge.
The three-run blast in the 10th, and they win it.
Yeah, that's a hell of a win.
He crushed that ball.
And I heard, was it John or Kat, I forget who said it. That's his first game-winning home run in his career?
It's his first walk-off.
I hate that. It's a game-winner. That's his first one.
Well, I don't know. Like, let's say he did it in the top of the ninth.
That's not a game-winner. That's a go-ahead home run.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it did seem odd. This is a home run hitter,
yeah.
Jerry.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
So he got to enjoy that.
Yeah, and then they showered him with stuff.
So a good
waters, beers.
Stanton and Judge home run night.
Stanton.
I'll tell you another thing, too. I don't know if you watch this or just watch the highlights.
I watch everything.
Did you?
I see it all, Jerry.
The fact that Luis Severino actually got into the fifth inning, to me, was miraculous. Did you see when he told Boone, stay there?
I did not.
So
when was Boone was starting to come out, and he was like,
"Yeah." So I guess it was, first of all, the first two innings took over an hour. I mean, it was brutal. Severino couldn't throw a strike. It was the first two innings were awful, and I think it was with two out. I think it was two out in the second inning. And he can't throw a strike. He's walking guys. He looks terrible. His pitch count's ridiculous. That's why I say I can't believe he got into the fifth inning. And at one point, you see him. He turns and points to the dugout. And he goes, no, stay there, because I think Boone was going to come out. And then was it Matt Blake as the pitching coach? He wound up, came out and talked to him. He gets out of that inning. I believe, I'd have to go back and check. I should have wrote it down at the time. I believe he threw 68 pitches in the first two innings.
That seems excessive.
You think?
Yeah.
And he actually got, I'm surprised he didn't get through the fifth. He had the one batter, I guess he walked the one batter with two out in the fourth, in the fifth. And then they took him out for Miguel Castro. But, I mean, you're sitting there thinking, that's it, two innings. It's time to go to the bullpen. And he, you know what? He kind of bared down, and he was really good in the third. He was really good in the fourth, and he was fine in the fifth. They wound up taking him out. But, yeah, for the most part, I was stunned he got far as he got.
Now, today we have a 12:35 game between the Blue Jays.
This is a quick two-game series. I didn't realize.
Yeah. By the way, I know I'm critical of, like, watching the game and seeing behind home plate, and they're
Last
not being
looked great.
Look packed.
You know why? Playing the Blue Jays, relatively big game inside the division, even though it's still May. It's still the Blue Jays. It's not the Orioles. People were into it.
Yeah, it looked nice.
And what's funny is the place was not packed. If you saw the overhead shots, it wasn't packed, but they did fill in the bottom, which looked great. Good atmosphere. And I tell you, this team's good. This is the Yankees are pretty good.
Would you say they're pretty good, Jerry?
I'd say they're pretty
good.
Or
would you say they're pretty good?
They were pretty good. And not only did the Yankees win, Judge is the story. But Kikuchi's no hitting them into the sixth inning.
Right.
And it's like you're thinking, all right, it's one of these days he's got their number. No. LeMahieu the double, and away we go.
Last night was a magical night for almost no hitters. We got a no-hitter.
We did get one.
We got a no-hitter, Jerry.
Who was the other one? Verlander had the no-hitter.
Yeah, Verlander had a no-hitter into the eighth.
Right.
And this Angel rookie, Reed Detmers. Threw a no-hitter against the Rays.
How about that? Did he walk a lot? I didn't see. I saw that he threw the no-hitter, but I was kind of focusing on the Mets and Yankees when I got in. Did he walk any? Because those are no-hitters. But you hate when you see a no-hitter with six walks.
Jerry, I was focused on the headline.
So that's not...
And I did see he was like the youngest since 2006.
Okay.
He's only 15 years old, Jerry. He's a very young man, and he threw a no-hitter in the majors.
So let's see. I'm going to try and find it. He's so stupid. All right, let's see. Angels, Rays, just as I pop it up here real quick. Let's see this game. 12-0.
Oh, it was a blowout, Jerry.
Yeah. The Angels had 18 hits. They should have shared some with Tampa. My God. Mike Trout, 3-for-4. Look at that. Walsh, 3-for-5. Is that Andrew Velasquez? Yeah, the Angels. I should know this. I don't
know. Oh, he is, Jerry.
You don't know that. What if his name is Aaron? You don't know that.
Then it's close enough.
So he threw. Well, now why does it not give me the full box score?
You
well,
won. Whatever. How many walks this fella had?
It looks like just one.
I know his pitch count.
So that means he was one walk shy of a perfect game.
I know his his pitch count was low.
His pitch count was 108 for a complete game.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And only one walk. That dude nearly threw a perfect game. All right, here's the question. Where do you think the walk came in?
I'm going to say early on.
Early on. So not in the first, not in the second, not in the third, not in the fourth, not in the fifth. This dude had a perfect game going to the seventh inning. All right, so there was one error. Let's see. Phillips safe on an error. Blah, blah, blah.
So there's an error and a walk.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the walk, though.
Your perfect game is over.
I don't even see the walk, which is interesting. Well, whatever. That's a hell of a night for
nice
him.
Performance.
That is tremendous.
Now, they're calling it the second no-hitter of the season, although we know the Mets combined one. We don't count, Jerry.
We don't, but it is a no-hitter.
It is a no-hitter, but 100%. We don't count it as to how many no-hitters were in the season.
Correct.
So for us, in our statistic, this is the first no-hitter of the season.
The walk led off the sixth inning. That's where it was. And then they get a line out, and then they get a double play inning over. And then you get the error, but the perfect game was over already, the error in the seventh. That's tremendous.
Oh, man, if your error is the only thing that ruins a perfect game, that sucks.
100%. Well, that's where when you go out there for the ninth, forget a no-hitter, because there's really no pressure on you as a fielder for the no-hitter. Make the play, you don't make the play, whatever, everything's still intact. The perfect game, though, yeah, you still have the no-hitter, but you want to ruin that perfect game? Oh, my gosh.
I wouldn't. I'd be like, don't hit the ball.
I know, you would
today.
Actually, no, you'd ask to be taken out.
I'd pray.
He's perfect through six. Coach, I'm done.
Coach, I'm not feeling...
My quad's bothering
yes,
me.
Yes, I'd be like, my quad and my hamstring.
And your...
Both of them.
And your testicles are tight.
And my testicles are. So I better
nervous.
Get out of this game.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, a little bit on the Mets. Great Yankee win last night for sure. Mets with a, you know what? It's a win over Washington. Scratch it off the list and move on. Both teams with 21 wins on the season on this May 11th. Not too bad. 516 on the Fan. G joins us at the top. Don't go away.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Mike and the Mechanics on a Wednesday, midweek, 525, almost 525. So we talked about the Yankees, who had just an outstanding win last night at the stadium, one of those that you don't expect, and yet there they are, 21 wins on the season. The other team in town, the Mets, also with 21 wins on the season, as they beat the Nationals last night 4-2, a rather ho-hum type of win, I would say, but great. Win it, move on. They beat Patrick Corbin and the Metsies 21-10.
I liked Francisco Lindor made a beautiful play at short, diving through the dude out, and then he gave like almost the Dikembe Mutombo to the runner, the hitter. He's like, no. Carlos Carrasco, Jerry, dominant performance.
Pretty good. Yeah,
pretty good. And then at one point, just before the Mets had a sacrifice fly to center that scored a run, a rat was running around the field. Now, this is in
Washington.
The Mets must have felt right at home. Like, there's a rat. How does a rat get to the ballpark?
What do you mean?
And how'd they get him
the
out of there?
The bowels of these stadiums?
Yeah.
There's raccoons and cats and rats. Are you surprised by this? You sure?
You're right.
Be.
We've seen all those things.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've now, if you told me, you know, a giraffe showed up at the stadium.
Oh my gosh.
I'd be curious.
That'd be so great. We got to pause here. There's a giraffe in right field. He's right. Walking around with his big long neck. Why do they have those long necks?
I have no idea. I don't know why or how a giraffe ever came to be.
Yeah.
I don't know what mated with what to make a giraffe. Not sure. Perhaps you and some animal.
I know, like, the giraffes eat that. The leaves on higher up trees.
Yeah.
But that might just be because that's eye level for them.
It could be. I don't know.
Which came first, the fact that they eat those leaves?
Or the chicken or the egg? No one knows.
Or that they had those long necks, so they started eating those leaves.
I don't know.
We don't know.
How about this? I go home yesterday, speaking of, since this is the animal segment.
Yeah.
I go home yesterday, and the first thing, I had to deal with some stuff, but I had a few minutes. I go outside, and I see something on top of the batting cage. I'm like, what the hell is that? And it looked like a bird, but there was no head. And so it was a bird, headless, that was laying on top of the batting cage.
A headless bird.
Yeah. I found the head of the bird. Oh, that's a cool name. Head of the bird.
Yeah.
For a band. I found the head of the bird about 40 feet away by the back fence. So, and it looks like, I don't know, but it looks like a vulture or something must have attacked this thing midair and just right in the throat.
Just cut its head off.
Yeah, because there was guts spilling out of its body, which was stuck in the batting cage, and there was guts coming out of its neck. So I had to go pick up this headless bird.
Ugh, maybe someone's sending you a message. Like in the Godfather, when they put that headless
the head of the horse
in the bed.
No, I don't think anyone was sending.
Someone's sending you a message, Jerry.
We do have issues with birds getting stuck in the batting cage because they fly in somehow and they can't figure out how to get out. And anytime I see it, I go, "Oh, I lift the net up," and they figure it out. This is what I thought happened. Clearly not, because it was just laying on top of the net, and then the head was, like I said, 40 feet away.
A decapitated bird head.
Yeah. I think a vulture got it.
Or a hawk.
Or a hawk.
Those hawks, they will snap a neck.
What do they say? Turkey vultures? What are those things? I always say is a hawk, and then they're like, no, stupid. It's something.
Turkey vultures?
Is that what that's called, the turkey vulture?
Well, they're the ones that eat stuff on the ground. Like, I don't think they would snap that out of the air. They, like, eat, like, a dead deer. They just, like.
Maybe it was an alien.
More likely a red-tailed hawk.
A red-tailed hawk.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think I've ever seen that in the air by us, but
they'll take small dogs too. You got to be careful.
Yes.
That's why I got a bigger dog. I didn't want a red-tailed hawk taking it.
Man, if you saw Whimsy flying through the air. Thank God.
Red-tailed.
Not my fault.
Listen, she's gone. Hey, where's your dog? A red-tailed hawk grabbed her. Who knows where he took her?
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Anyway, so the Mets. So the Mets win last night. Carrasco was good. They beat Corbin. And here we go. And so, again, not a thrilling night, but it was what it was.
Not a thrilling night. And they play again tonight, Jerry, 7:05.
By the way, give Brandon Nimmo a lot of credit.
What did he do?
Well, as I actually wrote this down,
the
Franco double scores a run. The way he cut that ball off, because if it goes to the wall, the second run scores. He cuts that ball off beautifully, and then the relay to McNeil home, in this case, you don't want to send the guy.
That dude was dead on arrival.
By 10 feet.
He didn't even
try and slide.
No. He was just like, I'm dead here.
You sound it.
Exactly. I'm dead here. Why even risk the injury?
You look like you can't even keep your eyes open right now.
No, I'm good, Jerry. This is solid.
Salad?
Solid.
Oh, solid.
When are you supposed to slide head first, and when are you supposed to slide feet first?
Well, I don't think you should ever slide head first, personally.
Man, they do it all the time here.
I know they do. I would always go feet first.
I think they feel like they have more control of touching the base with their hands.
You can also break your fingers.
Yes.
Which in baseball, not going to help. It's hard to hold the bat, hard to throw the ball. I don't care for the head first slide.
I love the feet first slide for first, second, and third, or second and third. And I love the head first slide for home.
And
looks
that
cool.
And if you do that in youth baseball, you're ejected.
If you head first slide in the home?
Correct.
That looks so cool.
Not allowed. So much so, if you stumble, and this happened to us in a game a couple years ago, if you stumble and fall head first, you're out. You're not ejected. You're out.
Because that move where you run to the as you're going down the third base, going towards home, and you're staying to the right a little bit, and you do that outside slide and reach the hand over.
Sure.
That is sweet.
Well, it depends on where the ball is. You could also do that inside, too. Depends on where the throw is coming. But you're right. To me, especially with cleats, I'd rather go feet first. Get out of my way.
I don't understand the head first slide into first base. That's so
and guys
stupid.
Do it all the time.
You
in
have
Major League
to
baseball.
Slow down in order to do the slide.
Yeah, and I think that's
run through it
scientifically proven.
Yes,
and yet guys continue to do it.
I know that some of the COVID scientists they took some time off and they did they studied that. You're correct, Jerry. It is scientifically proven. Just run through first base. Slide into second and third, head first slide into home.
Who was the New York doctor that we saw on the commercials all the time?
I don't remember.
Okay, fair enough. There is more good news with the Mets, by the way. Not only the fact that they won, but Jacob DeGrom started throwing yesterday.
Is that right?
Quietly, yes, from 60 feet.
Jerry, we don't need him. Stay home.
No, time out. If this team is in first place and you've got a chance to bring back a healthy Jacob DeGrom, you need him.
Jerry, we don't need
and
him,
you take him
ruining the chemistry of this team.
He's not going to ruin anything. Are you out of your mind?
We're kicking ass right now.
This would be like making a trade at the trade deadline.
Is that right?
And for an elite pitcher. Not a good pitcher, not a great pitcher, an elite pitcher.
An elite pitcher, all
and
right.
And if you end up with Scherzer, DeGrom, 1-2, or DeGrom, Scherzer, however you want to do it, good luck. That's awesome. That's pretty good.
Right, with McGill, with Carrasco.
Taiwan Walker. Right. That's why you want him back.
Oh, you want DeGrom back. Okay.
Definitely. And I'm forgetting there's one other one. David Peterson. Mm.
Yeah.
He's good. He's fine.
He's all right.
He's fine.
He's all right, Jerry.
Not DeGrom.
He's okay.
But you get DeGrom back.
Then you got some.
Then you got something. Absolutely.
I have a couple NBA notes for you, Jerry. This one threw me off.
You hate the NBA.
I do, but I do like certain guys in
the
NBA.
Just real quick.
Yeah.
The Phillies lost again yesterday.
They stink.
Joe Girardi he's in hot water in there.
You on the hot seat, Girardi.
He is. Yes, he is. And a lot of it is his bullpen stinks. I didn't see how they lost. I see they lost 5-4 in Seattle when we were all passed out. But yeah, I mean, that is not going well. You have an idea what the Phillies record is right now?
I'm going to say they have 15 wins.
You're close. 13-17.
That's not good.
No, but it's terrible for what they're expected to do. Not good.
And we're going to smack you around the next time we see you. There was almost a brouhaha there, too.
Let's relax.
Mets have got a lot of enemies this year, Jerry. Cardinals. Phillies.
Yeah.
Nationals.
I suppose.
Braves.
Right. The Nationals hit the two guys in the head.
Yeah.
That was Lindor and Alonso. And a lot, they didn't want to even pitch to Alonso last night. Those first two at-bats were a joke. Anyway, all right, NBA.
I was very upset, Jerry, to see Ja Morant has a bone bruise.
Really? You're not going to watch anymore?
And as a man who's had a bone bruise from softball, Jerry, I could tell you it's very painful.
Could you even pick Ja Morant out of a lineup?
Oh, yeah. Well, I watch him do those slam dunks he's good, Jerry.
No, he's electric.
Like, he's going to be out the rest of the playoffs? That's what it
says.
Which
might not be that much longer because they're playing the Warriors and they're down in the series.
Okay.
And not for nothing, they're also, I believe it's 20-5 without him this year. So it's not like they have no... Yeah, it's not like they have no chance. Yes, just to clarify here. So Golden State is they're up 3-1. Yeah, I mean
It's like a Rangers Penguins series.
But Memphis could win if they get the next game. It depends on when that game. The next game's in their building. Memphis could win the next game. But yeah, Morant's out. It'd be something if they actually came back and made this a series with him out, because it makes no sense how well they've been without him.
Yes, that makes no sense, Jerry.
It doesn't.
This guy slam dunking his face off every time I'm watching highlights of Ja Morant.
And
Ja Morant face dunk.
Which game I forget the game they won. Was it game one or game two? Whichever game they won at home, and he scored the final 15 points for them,
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah. So, oh well.
They need him back, Jerry. He's got a bone bruise.
Tough for them.
I would tell him, put ice on it. That's what I did.
And then you missed the rest of the season.
And I missed the entire rest of the softball season. Yeah. So
you know
I understand.
The difference is, though?
What's that?
He wants to play.
Also, probably has muscles around his bones.
Well, hold on. You got hit in the shin.
Yeah.
No one has muscle around their shin.
Okay, good.
There's
good to know.
You can do about that.
Right.
So, all right, well, whatever.
And then there was almost a brouhaha in the tunnel.
Almost.
Of the Suns-Mavericks game.
Yes.
Marquise Chriss, Jerry.
And Bismack Biyombo.
Yeah, he followed Bismack Biyombo down the tunnel.
Well, first
security
he gave a
had
hard,
to go get him.
So they were getting crushed at the end of the game, the Mavericks were, and Biyombo goes in for a dunk. He defended it hard. I actually think it was a good play. There were words, and then they started jawing, and then what was... Now, I know you saw this video.
Yeah.
Did you see... So Chris goes down the wrong tunnel. That's where the whole controversy comes in. They wind up getting him out and then sending him back into the proper tunnel. Did you see when he goes into the tunnel, the outfit on the girl, little to the right in about the fifth row?
I did not.
Holy moly.
Sexy time?
Yeah, I would say so.
Is that right?
Full belly out and just a bra, basically.
Nice flat belly, Jay?
Well, from what you can see, yeah, my point is, that is some outfit for an NBA game. Like, you're going out to the club on Friday night, I got it. But my Lord. I'll show you during the break.
These NBA games are places to be seen. There was a girl behind the bench of one of the hockey games. I can't remember which one. A lot of cleavage showing. She was sitting right on the glass every time the cameras went over there.
I'm sure. You see that a lot, though.
Yeah.
You do. And you always wonder, too, if they're behind the bench of the road team, how often and are they trying to get the attention of these guys to kind of knock them off their game a little bit?
That girl probably left with a whole bunch of pucks. Oh, here you go.
Maybe. Yeah. And phone numbers.
Yeah. Hey, here's right. Do you like the A-Rod where A-Rod wrote his phone number on the ball and tossed it to the girl? You write your phone number on the puck and just...
With a gray Sharpie.
Yeah, right over the top. Here you go. Give me a call.
You never know.
Give me a call sometime.
All right, I'm going to try and find this video. We'll take a break. When we come back, at some point, and I know I'll talk with G about this too, we have got to discuss this Tom Brady contract because I am baffled beyond anyone. It's crazy.
All right, beyond baffledness.
I can't even comprehend it, but whatever. We'll do that coming up next. 5:36 on The Fan. Don't go away. G joins us at the top.
New Weezer, Jerry.
I like it. There's a band that just keeps on going. A little bit of love goes a pretty long way. Take a look at where you started from. That's all you know? Because it looked good at the beginning. Yeah. You had it sunk in with the TV and the video.
Yeah. I listened to the whole album coming in today.
Scale of 1 to 5. 1 terrible, 5.
A 3.
A 3. Good, a couple, solid...
Album. Yeah, it's a short album. I think there's only 7 songs on it. Yeah.
Why even bother doing an album? Just release songs.
Yeah.
Like, what is the point?
So, yeah, I wonder if 92.3 is playing that.
I'm sure they are.
A little bit. I guess they're going out on tour this summer, Weezer.
Everyone's going out on tour this summer. I saw I didn't realize they played a concert at the NFL draft.
Oh, Weezer did, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. I haven't watched it yet. Pretty cool. I meant to go back and check it out.
I got to get into some concerts this year.
Yeah.
Assuming COVID doesn't spike up crazy again, I want to do a lot of concerts this year.
Okay.
We're supposed to do that in 2020.
We missed it.
We got screwed.
Yep.
2022, we make up for
it. Year of the concert.
Yes.
Boomer is out sick today.
Correct.
I'm here, of course, Jerry, and I don't feel great.
I know. I wish you'd go home.
Big deal. I have COVID. You got to come to work.
You don't have COVID, do you?
No.
Oh.
That was just a joke, Jerry.
Okay, good. I was going to say, out.
I did 2 COVID tests. I'm good.
Okay. I hope so.
I'm good.
Yeah, no, I got you.
Yeah.
You could have put the camera on and just worked remotely if you don't feel well.
Yeah, then Eddie's got to talk to the terrible callers. I don't know, Jerry.
I thought you liked that when you don't have to do that all the time.
I do, but
like a little respite.
It feels unfair to Eddie. I don't want to do that.
Eddie's a pro.
I'd rather come in, get Eddie sick. You know what I mean? Like, just be here at work. Just be at work, Jerry.
Well, I was very happy LaPresti was available today. I didn't want to do that double thing that we did last week. That last Monday?
Yeah.
When we got the late call.
And also, as much as Al may enjoy being home, he really hates me screening calls.
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
Because I suck at it.
No, you don't.
I do really think it's allergies because of when I went outside, my face blowed up.
All right. Fair enough.
But who knows, Sherry? Who knows?
What else?
Oh, the Tom Brady deal you want to talk
Please
about.
Please help me.
So the Tom Brady deal is reportedly worth, this according to Mr. Andrew Marchand.
This is nuts.
10 years.
For a guy who's never done a game.
Yeah. 10 years, $375 million.
Why?
What?
That comes to 37
points. More than he's made, I think, playing football. Can you please do me a favor and explain to me the value Fox gets out of this?
Well, here's the thing is what they said. I actually was doing some research on this. I think I read Andrew Marshan. I read a couple other guys. They said that Fox had a call with investors, and they felt they couldn't go to the investors with news of Aikman and Buck out of there without a big splash of their own. So that's really why I think they did it.
$37.5 million dollars?
They needed a big splash.
All kidding aside, and I do not believe this to be the case. I think he's going to be fine. I think he'll be good. I think he has seen what Romo's done. I think he has seen what Manning has done on his Manning cast. I think you'll get the best side of Brady. I do. But what if he's Jason Witten? What if? Then what?
Then what happens?
Is that not a guaranteed contract?
What if he's Joe Montana?
I mean, right? Like, you got to be kidding me. And for a guy that's still going to play at least one more year, maybe two, I don't get it. I don't. And for investors, you're investing in the freaking product that draws more eyeballs to the set beyond any other show on television.
Right.
It's the most popular thing, whether there's announcers or not. I don't understand. I don't get it. I'll never understand. I'm not saying they shouldn't be paid well. They should. These numbers are stupid now.
Now, Fox has come out and said they're disputing these numbers, but Andrew Marchand is standing by his sources.
Okay.
I believe Andrew Marchand on this one.
Yeah, I do too. Because it's like, Tom Brady. From? Tom Brady probably wouldn't agree to it unless the number was big. Now, if you told me the number had to be a dollar more than what Romo or Aikman were making to be the top paid analyst, I get it. But my God, the guy's never called a game.
But maybe he's like, you know, we always talk about how Tom Brady didn't take every penny when he was quarterbacking.
Now he wants every penny.
Because he had to have money for other people on his, other quality players on his team. Now, take it all.
You know what does suck, though? Because you know what will end up happening at some point. Fox Sports, somewhere along the way, will end up firing a producer. They'll fire this guy and that guy, and they'll, for whatever reason, it happens everywhere. We've seen the stories about ESPN paying their top talent ridiculous amounts of money, but firing people all over the place. You know what? You end up taking some slings and arrows. So, I don't know. I was blown away by that number.
I hope they still have money to pay Craig Carton for his new morning show.
For FS1? Is he getting $37.5 million?
I think so. I
think
that is the, yep. I think for 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, do you realize how much money that is?
There's a lot of money.
Call 20 games, if it is even 20 games a year. God, and I know, as you said yesterday, or G did, someone did. I get it. They're going to use him as an ambassador, and they're going to parade him through a suite here and there, and maybe he'll have to do an interview once a week. $37.5 million, when the product already stands on its own.
It does.
My God.
It's a quality product already, Jerry.
Do you think the ratings are any better if it's Kevin Burkhart and whoever, as opposed to Kevin Burkhart and Tom Brady, if it's a great game?
I think initially people want to tune in to Tom Brady, and then
at the
end
of the
fall
day,
off.
You're either going to watch the game or you're not watching the game.
That's true.
I love football. I've never once, ever. Oh, interesting. So these guys are doing Panthers-Jaguars. I'll watch that game.
Yeah, I wasn't interested in this game, but now. And especially, think how many people still on Sundays go to sports bars to watch all the games.
And don't even hear the announcers.
Right. You hear no announcers.
It really is something. Like, here would be the litmus test. If you've got, and I mean this, so let's take the best game of the day. Let's say you've got Packers-Chiefs on CBS. And then on Fox, clearly this would never happen, but on Fox you've got Carolina against a bad New Orleans team, and you put Burkhart and Brady on that game, and they're at the same time. What game are you watching?
The better game.
Of course. There's no chance you're watching that crappy game, even though you might have better announcers or announcers equal to what, you know, is on the better game. The whole thing is ridiculous.
Tony Romo feels like old news now.
If I'm Tony Romo, I want to raise.
No, if I'm CBS, I'm looking for the next big guy. You got to get rid of Tony Romo now.
That's it. We've had enough of Tony Romo.
Look around. Who might retire next? Let's sign that person.
He does
up.
Make funny sounds though.
He is so stupid. I do like the predicting plays still. I know a lot of people out of noise, but I like it.
It's fine. Whatever. It does nothing for me.
It's still weird to me, like, that. That he, I guess, because he's got a bird's eye view, right?
Yeah.
Versus when he was a player, how did he know all these things? Sure. Yeah.
Well, but you remember, as a player, though, he saw the film.
So right.
He kind of saw it anyway, and then kind of was able to put it together on the field from what he was watching and what he was studying. So it is different in real time, but I do think prepared the same way, so kind of knew what to look for, if that makes sense.
All right.
So you've got now Aikman, Romo, and Brady. The three of them, when Brady starts doing this, will be making a combined almost $80 million a year to be a TV analyst. That's the other thing. It's TV analyst, not a radio analyst that actually needs to explain to you what the hell just happened. You just saw it.
I wonder if Brady will be able to use the telestrator. Will they train him on that?
Who knows? Maybe he'll draw eggplants like Madden used to by mistake sometimes.
It'd be so great to be a Brady.
Eggplants, I think, are not on the approved Tom Brady diet, though.
I was not eating them. I was talking about drawing them. Oh, my God.
Sorry, Jerry.
This is unbelievable. All right, let's take a break. Al's about to drop dead. Hopefully he'll be with us on the other side of this break. I'm not so sure. He looks terrible, sounds worse, but it's just allergies. Who knows? Quick break. Odyssey Sports Minute. JR. Oh, guess what he's talking about?
The Yankees.
No, you jackass Tom Brady.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
We got two more minutes till we get you to G here at the top. Yankees with a thrilling win over the Blue Jays. Brutal loss for the Blue Jays. And the Mets say, ho-hum, we're just better than you. Win over the Nationals. What else?
So we got the schedule release for the NFL coming tomorrow.
Tomorrow night, yeah.
Now, I was reading that next year they want to make it a whole week event. But you know what's weird? We get the opponents.
Yes.
Like, very early on.
Yeah.
Does it really matter when they're playing each other?
It does.
Well, I know, because you work the... Yes. I'm saying, like, for the fans.
No, it doesn't matter. The only thing that I think probably matters, fans want to know when their team's playing on Sunday night or Monday night.
Okay.
I would think is interesting to them. And I think fans want to know what the Thanksgiving Day lineup is. I think that's kind of cool.
Road trips, too. They plan
road
their road
trips. Road trips. Yeah. Right, when you do all those trips to other stadiums.
I also wonder, too, like, if you're a Bengals fan and you know they're playing the Chiefs, do you want the Chiefs early or you want the Chiefs when they're humming along?
I always want a better team early.
A better, because they're not set.
Yes, because they're not all in right. rhythm just yet. Listen, teams can come out of the gate, you know, firing on all cylinders for sure. But more times than not, I would think you're going to get their worst shot early. So I'm playing the Chiefs. I want them now.
I got you. All right, so maybe it does matter.
It does, yeah, it matters.
And Graham Gano, Jerry, who's on the Giants, he wears number 5.
He's a kicker.
He is a kicker. He's giving up his number 5 to Kayvon Thibodeau for a $50,000 donation to a charity, Jerry, called Puppies Behind Bars.
Prisoners?
These are puppies who've done crimes, and they are behind bars.
Okay.
No, they're service dogs for wounded war veterans.
I never heard of that. That's cool.
Me neither.
Right. That's
so 50K. Crazy. That's nice. He's not taking the cash, but he's saying, you give me the cash, and I'll give it to Puppies Behind Bars.
Exactly the way it should be.
Right.
There's no problem with that. All right. Well, that's cool.
I don't like these. I don't like these guys wearing single digit numbers. It still bothers me.
Why? You're not used to it already?
No.
Yeah, I have no.
Not
problem
used to it, Jerry.
I don't care.
I don't
the
care
first
for
year
it.
Was weird.
WFAN and WFAN FM and HD1, New York.
An Odyssey station.